Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Curtis again coming to you with another episode. The title of this episode is going to be Every Chance is an Opportunity. And I can definitely tell you from today, I'm just kicking it right away with whatever my thoughts are. The universe put it in my mind. I want to give it to you. It's kind of late that I'm doing this podcast tonight, but I just want to put it in your spirit because it will hit my spirit. So a couple of our podcasts we talked about, it kind of builds off of, purpose and how when you find that purpose, what do you do with it? Okay, you found the purpose, you're aligning with it, the universe is putting things in your path and it's, subtly letting you know like, hey, you're still on the right path. It's reminding you that, hey, keep going. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. Keep moving into your true north. Keep moving into purpose, right? So the title of this is Every Chance is an Opportunity. And just to break that thing down is every time you get a chance to do everything from being in the room, having an opportunity to have that elevator pitch or that elevator talk or being able to have a seat at the table, right? Sometimes I tell people all the time that sometimes it's just as important just to be in the room, even if you don't know what to say. It's very important to be in the room. But I will say, if you've been prepping, if you've been a lifelong learner, if you are a advocate for whatever movement you have, or if you are a studier of your craft, then you should know it backwards and forwards, and you should be able to regurgitate and spit that thing out, because every time you get a chance, then you take the opportunity to move on that, and whatever that thing is, whether it's a person of note that can get you into a higher elevation, or whether it's someone that you wanted to get a product to, you have a chance, you've got their time, capture their ideal, capture their attention, take the opportunity to explain what you're trying to do, or take the opportunity to go out there and take the destiny that you said that you was going to get. Every chance is an opportunity. Take a chance. You have to step out on faith to take a chance. Sitting where you are, where you're comfortable, that's not taking a chance. That's allowing yourself to live the same status quo. And if you're a person that says that you want to get after something better, if you want to get after something great, you want that change, you want to see the change, then be the change. And to be that change, it really takes that time to be uncomfortable. If anything in nature, where you see something changing, it is not comfortable. It is not a comfortable thing. A lot of times, it's not even a pretty thing to see. So to be in that change, to take those chances, to take those opportunities, that's what you want to do. But you have to seize the day. You have to seize it, and you have to know what you want when you get it. So I tell people, for me, the biggest word for that is you have to be tenacious. You have to have that tenacity that when life keeps throwing you all these crooks and turns and curveballs, and the old saying, when life throws you lemons, make lemonade, but you figure out what that looks like. Whatever it is, you don't need a speech or a little quirky little sayings to understand that the time is now. It's time out to be playing and messing around and wasting time. Time is precious. Time is, the sayings, time is money. Time is better than money. Because after you found your purpose, and after you, let's say some of you found your dreams and you become a millionaire, you become the person that's so wealthy that you say that, hey, I'm well off. One thing that money can't buy you is time. It could never buy you time. It can never buy you time. You may be able to find wisdom, but you'll never be able to buy time. So I tell you this right here. First step to having that chance you know, is once you're on your purpose and you've identified that purpose, that next step is be tenacious. Don't let anything get in your way. Don't let the no's turn you into a no. Somebody tells you no, then you take the path of least resistance, you know. And once you take that path of least resistance, then from there, everything you do, you be intentional about it. Everything you plan, you leverage it. And you strategically start figuring out ways that you can give yourself a chance. So when you give yourself and put yourself in positions, and then you position yourself and posture yourself in the right positions, then chances and chances will come. And at every chance, you take the opportunity. I tell people this right here. If you know someone knows something that you need to know, and I mean, you can call it leadership. You may be a tech guy. You may need that technical leadership. You may need to understand what that person needs to know. Maybe you're in the mercantile business. Maybe you're in marketing and sales. Maybe you are in real estate. If you got caught on the elevator with that person right now, that's your chance. I don't care if that elevator goes to one floor up. If you are on the first floor and your floor is the second floor and their floor is the eighth floor, what do you do? Me, I ride the elevator all the way up to the eighth floor because that's my chance, and I'm going to take the opportunity to get some information from that person on either finance or real estate or whatever that person may be or whatever or what have you. But something that you have to tell yourself is when doing that, your consistency breeds how tenacious you are. Your tenacity breeds the consistency, and it will build the dream. It will build the dream. But if you procrastinate, procrastination is death to a tenacious mindset, to a person that wants to get after whatever they want to get after. You do not want to procrastinate. You don't want to think about it. You want to stay ready. You know, so you don't have to get ready. Because if you pause, if you flinch, if you waver, then you've lost that time. It doesn't mean that you won't have that opportunity again. It don't mean that you won't have that chance again. But it may not be for a while. And so I can leave you with this. I would say with those types of things, do you want to set yourself back a year? Do you know that that 2 minutes that you could have had with that one person, or that time that you had a seat at the table, or the time that you were able to be in the room and just have an ear to hear, or be able to express what you want to say or lend some advice, you know, even if you're not even in the room for my namesake, who cares how you got in the room? It just depends on getting on the room. Get in the room. And from there, you understand what that position is you have when you get in there. And once you position yourself with that, then you just take the opportunity. You got to put yourself in that position. A person sitting at home on the couch, a person that's out there doing things that have nothing to do with their purpose and treadmilling, are not posturing themselves. They're not positioning themselves to have the chance. So I leave you with this for this podcast. I'm going to keep it short. I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to keep it raw. Every chance is an opportunity. Position yourself, posture yourself, and leverage whatever you have to be tenacious in spirit and go and get what you want to get. Don't procrastinate. Go get it. Grind now, ball later. Y'all be blessed.